Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Nachum does everything. Nachum does a lot. It's real. He causes this place would be a mess without him. Chevra, I want it would be funny. We've been mispalo for Klal Yisrael. I know this safe, we're learning Bereshis, but we're being mispalo for our people. It would be awkward not to express the Chesed Hashem. Again, I know it's complex. The Chesed Hashem is not complex. The Matzav in Eretz Yisrael is complex. I want to express our appreciation that it looks like the people in the north are going to be able to return to their homes who have been mispalo. Soldiers, there's a ceasefire between Eretz Yisrael and Hezbollah. Now it's complicated because we're scared. Eretz Yisrael was afraid. We all had a fear that what Hamas did to Eretz Yisrael, they were threatening to do similar things. They're both Iranian proxies. And they were threatening. They had underground tunnels. It seems all we could do is what we see, that Hashem allowed the Israeli army to push them back very far. And it looks like people are safe. We could only go what it looks to us. And the apparent chesed of Hashem, that there's a ceasefire, and there are soldiers that yesterday were in harm's way, were in dangerous situations, that things are safer. And Eretz Yisrael, there were missiles flying from Lebanon. And today, right now, it's quiet for a couple of days. It would be like very, very like, just full of ingratitude, like praying, Hashem, please, Achinuk. And then like when it happens, we all just like say nothing. I want to express a tremendous Akbar Satayv to the Rebbeinu Shalom and thankfulness that Yidden can return home, that Yidden don't have the fear of missiles coming from Lebanon is appreciated. There's very big hope. I want to speak out. And when we dive into Hashem, there's hope that in Gaza as well, there's talk of releasing prisoners. For the first time, this seems like very serious talk. So I want to speak out. Chesed Hashem, I want to speak out the appreciation that Yeshua Hashem, that Hashem's here with our people. Tremendously, tremendously grateful for the bettering of the situation of our people. I'm very, very grateful. I would be in denial to say that, like, everything's perfect right now. There's worries, but things look a lot, lot better. So the continuing prayer and continuing siyata d'shmaya, we should see our people safe, protected, returned home. There's very good reason to hope. And the Rabbeinu Shlom's a matir asurim, and the matir asurim should be matir the asurim. But we should see good besuras, and we're thankful to Hashem for the good besuras. It would always be weird. We ask Hashem for things, and then when He gives it, like we ignore. We appreciate. We appreciate the kindness of Hashem that's always bestowed on us. We notice and appreciate and are thankful. Blessed peace. Maybe we didn't appreciate it before, but not having bombs raining down on your country is tremendously, tremendously appreciated. And thankful, Yidden returning home. A lot of Yidden were displaced. And a lot of Yidden, it seems, are going to be able to go back home. Have they gone home already? Does anybody know if the Yidden in the north returned? The Lebanese, they're not letting move back. Even the Israelis.
Maybe one or two towns, but I don't think.
But they're still worried. They want to make sure it's lasting. Okay, we're mispalo. Yidden should get home. It's not pashut to be displaced from home. It's not pashut. So our tefillah that all the Yidden get back to their homes, Yisrael Maskim, all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael should get back to their homes. Yeah. I wanted to, I'm not ready to like pass up on Chayasara yet. And we learned so many things in Chayasara. I'm thinking about, obviously we always see Torah through our own lives and where we're holding in our lives and what's going on in our lives. I want to read a pasuk that like struck me this year and strikes me this year and read it to the Chevra. Eliezer is going to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak and he is told not to get somebody from Canaan to go to to go to Avram's birthplace to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, his son. And he finds Rivka Imenu, her chesed, her kindness is outstanding. And he is now taking a shidduch for Yitzchak. I want to pause for a minute, just to pause, not what I wanted to speak about, but Eliezer does something, what's called a nichush. Eliezer does like a magic trick, Chaim. He says that whoever does crazy chesed, that's the shidduch for... Now, you let it do nichush. There's an iser daraisa loy sinachshu. Don't do nichush. Did you ever play baseball and made sure not to step on the foul line? Did anybody here ever do that? Where it's like bad omen to step on the foul line. A lot of baseballers believe that. We have an iser daraisa not to practice these type of superstitions. Loy sinachshu. It's an iser daraisa lav in the Torah not to be superstitious. So, I ask you, was Eliezer this like superstitious? Whoever pours me, it wasn't the proof it's the right one, because she did some chesed. By the way, she might not even be so nice. She did one crazy act of chesed, it's true. She fed his animals, she fed him. I do want to say that here, Eliezer is a strapping Eved. He's an Eved Avram. My picture is of a very, very strong, muscular fellow. And Eliezer Eved Avram comes, and a girl, Rivka Imenu, who's a young girl, feeds him and all his animals, is a shtickle weird. Do it yourself. He's a strapping guy. Do it yourself. She feeds him and his animals. I love the visual. Chesed's an outpouring of love. It defies logic. You can do it yourself. I love when people get like rational or logical. Chesed's an outpouring of godliness. I want to take care of you. Chesed doesn't know logic. Ha'ava mekalkeles es ashura. Love breaks the normal order of things. I love the picture of this young girl feeding this, and she's like carrying it. It's very strenuous. She's loading up water, bringing it back and forth for the malim. And there's something about the scene. I'm a very visual learner, and I picture this like muscular, powerful Eved and this little girl, and there's something like weird about the scene. Excuse me, do it on your own. I always feel, did anybody ever give you a ride and drop you off at the corner? I hate that. Stop being logical. You could walk. Chesed's flow. Chesed is you drive the guy right into the bedroom.
Somebody stepped on a raw nerve over here. Yeah. Okay.
Guys tell me, like, oh, you're driving
over
the corner. Like, what?
Yeah. Chesed's flow. Chesed's love. Chesed's illogical. Chesed is you drive. He could walk. I hear. Chesed's love. Flow. Chesed is love. I love the picture of Rivka Imenu filling up his, giving, feeding him and his, and any passerby would be like, a young girl, he's strong, you ain't. Like, this is weird. But that's Chesed. Chesed is a love, and Ava, he's a human being. There's a person here. Chesed's heart, Chesed's care, Chesed breaks the order of things. You do irrational things when you love. It says in Yitei Nish, a pasuk in Koheles, in Yitei Nish, kol hoin beisai ba'ava. If a man gives all the wealth of his house out of love, bais yavuzulai, it's like embarrassing, it's weird. Anybody watching Rivka's behavior would be like she's weird. He's the strapping Eved, she's the little girl, and she's like working, schwitzing. He's like sitting there, him the strapping guy. But chesed is I love you. Chesed's I care. Chesed's an outpouring. It breaks normal rules. So I don't like when like chesed's mixed with too much logic. Like you could walk. No, flow. This is my own. Please don't take this. Please, I want to say this with care. You're going to all be parents one day. Don't knock your parents if they do this. You know, you have the parents who teach their kids responsibility. I'm not making fun. And the kid buys this and buys. When your parents one day buy your kids the clothing, I hear we're going to spoil. Listen, Ava, outpouring, oh, you're my child. I love you. Don't stop getting money. He makes his own money. Be quiet. Ava. Ava is illogical. Ava's flowing. Ava breaks rules. I don't get it. He has his own money. Stop. So it's like a business. Ava, chesed, kindness, love, soul. Pour out. God doesn't get like that with us with chesed. He doesn't determine if we deserve it. Kids who, I feel, I beg every guy here, one day buy your, my kids never buy their own clothing. There's no such thing. They made money from camp. I don't, they're just to save your money for your old age. You're my son, I'm buying your clothing. Now, I don't want to make fun. If anybody's here, parents makes you buy your own clothing, there could be a cheshbon, it could be that's their love. I'm not trying to make fun. I don't want to step on a landmine. Maybe I should, maybe we shouldn't let this shiur out. I just now have a quarter of the people listening to the shiur, like, feeling bad. I'm not trying to shame anybody and guilt. I hear. I am trying to say that love is flowing, that love is illogical, that love is an expression. It doesn't work like that. I say one day, pour your love to your children. Don't make it a business deal. Binyamin, the Kinderloch, you buy the clothing. Well, he just made money and can't. I hear. Now, is there a place to teach responsibility? Teach Ava and they'll be responsible people. But I'm not trying to make fun. And somebody has this, you have delicious parents, and you're lucky that your parents love you so much, they want you to learn responsibility. So don't listen to me. But I do want to speak about Ava. Here we're talking about Ava. Ava is an outpouring of something. It's pours. It's an expression. I just love you. It's not so logical. I know you could buy it on your own. You have your own money. I just love you. And this is yours. The picture, so see, he makes... Eliezer does this thing, whoever has this outpouring of love. Now, you could say, by the way, that it's not nichush at all, because she would do this, shows she's very in touch with chesed. If she would take a strapping evet and she's busy running back and forth, it's not just an omen. The Gemara calls it an omen, that he was making an omen. The Gemara says it was an omen. An omen in English means like a sign. She was doing like, if a girl will do this, it's probably a good shidduch. It's like an omen. But you're not allowed to do nichush. The paiskim say the reason it was mutter to do is if there's any logic to it, then you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to say it's raining today, I'm not doing a trip. I'm not going on a certain business trip. It's a bad omen. It's probably not going to be successful, the business trip. La lacha, you're allowed to do that. Because there's some logic. It's not geschmack to travel when it's raining. So you're allowed to say, if there's any logic to it, you're allowed to say it's a bad omen. If there's no life, a black cat comes and you say, I'm not going on the business trip because an ugly cat ran, that's us, there's no shaykhis. Rain, it has to make some sense. If it makes some sense, you're allowed to do it. So Eliezer's allowed to do this. He says, listen, if she's like really generous, even though it's not a proof, but it makes some sense, you're allowed to do it. It's not nichush. Very interesting. If there's some human logic to it, then it's not called nichush. So Eliezer does this sign, and it turns out he wants Rivka to marry Yitzchak Avinu. So then he gets into a whole conversation with them, and he says to them, could I please, he says to them, he says to them, could I take your son, Livnoi, for my master's son? He asks, could I take the shidduch? Vayan Lavan of Besuel. And Lavan and Besuel respond to Eliezer. Lavan and Besuel, now very funny pasuk. L'chayri is talking to Besuel. It's Besuel's daughter. Lavan is the brother. Vayan Lavan o Besuel. Lavan and Besuel answer. Vayayimim me Hashem yatsa adavar. God wants this. Leinucha davar lecha rai toiv. We can't stop this. This is an act of God. This is clearly something Hashem wants. We won't stop it. Now who responded? Lavan and Besuel. Says Rashi. Rasha haya. Lavan's a Rasha. The Kafatz Lahashiv Lubnei Aviv, he answers before his father. Azam Mechotziv. It says, Vayan Lavan u Besuel, Lavan and Besuel. It should say Besuel and Lavan. Now, I want to point something out. Says Lavan's, the Torah speaks about Lavan's rishos that he answered before his father. Bayan Lavan and Besuel, Lavan and Besuel answered. Besuel, it's Besuel's daughter. He's the first one who should speak. And Lavan jumps in front of his father, Aaron. He speaks up, and the Torah calls him a Rasha. Rasha, yeah. He's a wicked person. The Kafatz Lahasha from the oven. He answers before his father. You have the scene, Aviad? Eliezer asks Besuel and Lavan, could I take your daughter and sister for a shidduch for my master's kid? And Lavan and Besuel answer, and they say, it's from God, we can't stop you. Lavan answers before Besuel, Rasha. He's a Rasha and he's kafetz. He jumps to answer in front of his father. Now, I do want to point out that why is Lavan speaking at all? I want to point out that a brother has a say in his sister shidduchim, because the Chazal don't call it weird that Lavan answers. I have seen in shidduchim, I've seen guys in yeshiva impressively be very protective of their sister, and I love it. It's supposed to be that way. The criticism of Lavan is not for speaking up at all, Michal. It's for speaking before his tata, brother. Of course a brother cares about the shidduchim of his sister. Avada, the brother is protective, and Lavan has a say in Rivki Imenu shidduch. The taina on Lavan is don't answer before the tata. Know your place. The tata first. And Lavan jumps, vayan Lavan u'besul. But the Torah calls him a rasha. He's a rishus. It's a rishus. It's a breakdown. It's a rishus. It's funny, of all the things to be called a rasha for, it calls him a rasha that he answers before his father. The tata first. The tata first. The tata. Know your place. And the rishus of Lavan's called a rasha here. Lavan, who was a very bad guy, we're told later he tries to destroy Klal Yisrael, but the rishus of Lavan is he jumps in front of his tata. He jumps in front of his tata Besuel. He doesn't have the basic derech eretz, the basic understanding, the tata first. Excuse me. Know your place. Ah, rishus. That's a big shayrish of Ra. It's interesting, of all the things to be called a rasha, this looks like, okay, this looks like not such a big Baal Derech Eretz. The eyes of Chazal are extremely important, Aviad. And in the eyes of Chazal, a guy who was a bad dude, Lavan was a bad person. He was a Rama, he was a liar. He was a murderer, he was a dangerous person, Lavan. Cheater, a big cheat. But the psukim here call him a Rasha. He's kafatz lahashiv l'fnei aviv. He doesn't have that derech eretz, that respect that his father... Excuse me. Whoa. See, it's your father's daughter. He jumps in the front. He's out of order, out of place. Out of place and answering out of place, loved one. But excuse me. No, it's your father's. It's first. It's his daughter. You're jumping in front of the tata. Rasha, Lavan's a Rasha. The kafatz lahashiv l'fnei aviv. He answers in front of his father. He doesn't have a sense of who's first, who's second. Such a lack of a derech eretz that his father's asked. Somebody asked the tata, and shulduk, we want the shidduch of the daughter. And the normal thing, the healthy thing, the present thing is the chap, the father speaks first. Lavan has to say, it's his sister. He's allowed to protect his sister. He's allowed a voice, but he's kafatz lahashiv l'fnei aviv. He jumps to answer in front of his father. The tata first. The tata first. Rishayim break the normal order of the world. Rishayim, they don't follow that which is true, that which is emes, that which is real. It's tata. The tata first. Tata first. It's his daughter. And Eliezer asks, and a basic understanding of the world is your father decides first. He jumps in front of the tata to answer in front of the tata, and he's called right here Russia for this behavior, that he's kafatz lahashiv l'fnei aviv. This Russia. Russia haya. He's evil. He's mamish evil. And he jumps. He breaks the normal order. The rishus. Of breaking the normal derech eretz, the normal behaviors, the normal order of things that the tata decides. I wonder to myself, and it doesn't, what do we know about Lavan? Chevra, what do we know about Lavan? He's a Rama, he's a liar. So now we know two things about Lavan. I wonder perhaps these two things are connected. Lavan's a liar, and a second, he answers in front of his father. And I want to suggest, I have no reason, I have no raya to this, but I know Lavan is a Rami. That we're told Lavan Harami. Harami, and he's called, Chazal teach us he's a Rami. Lavan's a liar. And Lavan has another thing we're taught about this Rasha. So you could say he has like two, he has different bad stuff to Lavan. One, he's a liar, and one is he jumps and answers in front of his father. I want to say that there's a not living with the reality. Gratitude is a reality. Our place, our standing, what our parents, there's a reality of something. Our parents brought us here. Not living with the reality. They brought us here. They have a certain standing and a certain place. I think that's all part of a liar. I think a liar doesn't live with reality, doesn't live with reality of circumstances. And the kafatz lahashiv, this rasho jumps, this is the liar, this is the person who's not present to realities. I want to, Yisrael, I'll tell you something interesting. I was once speaking in Teg. My mother's a teacher in Teg, and my mother was in the back of the room. And a thought occurred to me. It wasn't just like, my mom's here, give a shout out to mom, shout out mom. No. A thought occurred to me. I'm sitting here speaking in front of my mom, and she's listening. Everything I have is from my mom. My sister was talking, my mother maybe listening to some shiurim, should she listen? Something like hit me that I was like, couldn't place, and it took me a while. Something was funny about my mother listening to shiurim. And what occurred to me is what I have is from my mama. What I have is from my tata. It's a reality that I've been thinking about the last few weeks, that what I have is from my parents. What I have is from them, in an honesty. It's a reality. Our parents brought us here and give us tons. I say this to us all. We have from our parents. They brought us here, and they give us what we have. They gave us what we have. I remember my mother was sitting at that chair, feeling a certain thing that there's like a lie here. I'm sitting here, and I'm like saying Torah. My mother's like listening. There's a lie here. It's from her. She's speaking like I'm pretending something. So I shouted at my mother. There's like an honesty here. I want to say that Lavan speaking in front of his father is a big lie. What you have, who you are, it's from them. Like live with that reality. You just jumping, ignoring, not putting. There's a lie to that. I think I felt it. I'm not saying a cute word. I felt it. My mother sitting in that crowd. I felt there's an honesty what I have. I drove with my father once for 9 hours. We went to Baltimore and back, and I came home listening to my father and hearing, and I told my wife, what I have is from my father. I'm listening at Shiva and being around my father. What I have is from him. There's a reality and acknowledgement what we have is from them. One of the halachas of Kibbut Av Ve'Em, this is lo yeshiv b'mkayma, you're not allowed to sit in your father's seat. Now, it certainly means kipshuta. If your father has a seat at the Shabbos table, don't sit in a seat. You're not allowed to sit in a seat. You're not allowed to sit in your tata's seat. If he has a seat in the dining room table, at the kitchen table, don't sit in Tad's seat. Don't sit in mom's seat. L'yeshim kaimam. The Svasema says, besides being literal, it also means don't sit in their seat. Acknowledge. Be present that we come from them. Be present they brought us here. Be present to the gifts they've given us. Don't sit in their seats. Don't replace them. Don't be a guy who sits in their seat. Don't acknowledge something. You come from them. You have from them. I was asked after my father's, the first Shabbos after we sat Shiva, I was asked to say my father's Shiurim. And it was like a funny request, and it caused all different thoughts, like saying a shiurim. It caused all different thoughts, but the thing that I connected most to is what I have is from him. I'm just, take vaita from my father, this is his. Take vaita, what I have is from him. What I have is from him. And I see Lavan, who's a liar. Lavan is a liar. Lavan's a ramai. He jumps in front of his father, like he's so not... He's not present to a truth. I'm not convinced that it's a different thing of Lavan. He's a liar. And then Lavan has another problem. His father, and he speaks in front of his father. I suspect it's one part of love, and this is the liar. It's the same. Shlomo, that's the chiddush that hit me this year. That Pasha, we know, like we're collecting information on love, and he's a liar. Another Zach is when his father and him are supposed to speak, he speaks first. I see a liar in that. I see a ligoner. I see a guy's a liar, a freaking liar. You know, there's a reality. Your father, you got, like, if you live with that reality, dad would speak first. He'd speak first, Tata. When I was from, there'd be a certain humility. There'd be a certain acknowledgement of something. There'd be an acknowledgement of something. I think guys, I want guys to call their parents more. But I don't want it to be a from me checklist thing. I want guys in yeshiva, I'm asking maybe. I'm obviously thinking about this topic. Aviad, I want guys, but don't write it now. Write it after on your phones. Guys, put for a minute, put away your phone. I'm asking the chevra, call your parents more. But I'm asking you not just to call more. Don't call as a frummy. I don't want Maritzka calling mom like a frummy chevra. Check. Good boy. Call mommy more. Note to self. I'm asking be in touch with the reality that I have is from mom. We all love Maritzka. You got it. It's from mom. Mom brought me here. She raised me. She gave me. Things I have are from mom. I have from her. It just makes sense to call her. I'm asking Chaim, you should call mom not to be a good boy. Checklist, good boy. What about, we don't like good boys. Chas v'shem, we like everyone, but we don't like the space of forced chill. We like, good boys are wonderful. But we like something that's deep and like meaningful and means comes from a space. Take that out. Nachum, X that out. We like all good boys. We're all good boys. But if I could ask the chevra,
we hate good boys.
If I could ask the chevra, call, chevra, if you could call your mom and call your dad, just because you're honest and there's an acknowledgement of something. You hear what I'm saying, Kivali? It's complicated. What do you say, Aaron? Correct, argue, Aaron. What do you say to what I'm saying to the chevra, Shlomo? What are you taina? This year it struck me that love on the liar jumps in front of his father. Like there's no respect. There's a ligand to that. There's like a, you're out of order. You're not in touch. You don't live a reality. Everything you have came from there. If that acknowledgement was there and somebody asked, Tata would speak first. When you're just completely oblivious to reality, love on jumps. Rush are you? What a rush. He just jumps in front. It's a good question. There are things that could distract us from reality, for sure. For sure. And we have to resolve that, for sure. For sure. I have seen extreme cases. I have seen cases. I spoke to a guy recently, a beautiful guy, who was hurt very profoundly by his father. And we were talking about the topic of having received, what that means to receive from dad. And he was like processing that he's received gifts from his dad. He's received life itself from his dad. But I can imagine that's a complicated sugya. Complicated sugya. I hear Besol. I'll Besol. Yeah, the Torah doesn't tell us what type of dad Besuel was. It doesn't reveal to us. It reveals to us that Lavan was a rush and he jumped in front of his tata. Now, I want to be honest. The Torah doesn't call it the lying aspect of Lavan. I am wondering aloud that we know two things about Lavan. We know he's a liar and we know he jumps in front of his father. I'm wondering that those two facts connect when you don't live with presentness, with reality. He jumps in front, you're like ignoring. I think the guys should call their parents because the reality that they give me, they brought me. There's a reality of something. Bothers me when guys don't chap, guys love yeshiva. Who pays for yeshiva? Your parents. Like the reality of stuff. Like a guy's like living. who bought the shirt I'm wearing? Who bought the pants? So there's like a reality, like to be a little present to reality. Love on kafats. Maybe. Could it be, Abby? Doesn't say I'm not, I don't want to force something. I'm telling you what thoughts. Not, it's funny, the Torah does not criticize him for speaking up. Doesn't criticize him for speaking up. It's interesting. They had good midas. It seems they had good midas. The Ran, the Drasha Saran says that the family had good qualities. I mean, Rivka Imenu came from there, and Avram wanted somebody from there. It's interesting, when Eliezer comes to Besuel's house, it says, Vayusam lefan of lechel. They put food down. Vayomer, and he says, I'm not going to eat adasher dibarti until I speak. That's why they put the food down. We learn from here. I once saw in one of the mefarshim that we learn when guests come, don't offer food. I don't like when people do that. When guests come, you're hungry? You want to eat? Because 99% of people say, no, please, please. You're like starving to death. You say, please, please. You don't offer guests food and drink. It doesn't say they ask Eliezer, do you want to eat? It says, Vayusam lefan of lechel. They put food in front. He said, I won't eat. So clearly they didn't ask him, are you hungry? Avi's the type, he's nice. It's such a medrash. But the first, it's interesting that we could learn Derech Eretz about feeding, and he wasn't exactly so sweet, super sweet. But we learned Derech Eretz, the Torah records something. The Torah records it, Yisrael, then we can learn from it. Besuel puts food in front of Eliezer, doesn't say, are you hungry? Doesn't ask him, are you hungry? Puts food in front of him. And we learn here that when guests come, you serve. Serve, put in front, they don't have to have. You don't want it. Here it is. You want it, you don't want it. That's the midas tovus. Vayusam lufan of lechel. You put in front food. Nachdem, he says, I don't want to eat, but he has a right to eat. The Paiskim even bring that a guest is allowed to eat. He doesn't need to ask Rishus. Because they put food in front, and he says, I won't eat. Who said he could eat? So we learn from here, a guest doesn't have to ask Rishus. You ever go into the guest room, and there's like water there, and you wonder, you let it just drink it? You have to go upstairs and say, can I have? You go in the guest room, and there's a shtickle water. There's some stuff in the guest room. Do you have to call upstairs and ask if you could eat it? The answer is you don't have to. Because Eliezer was given food, and he said, I won't eat. Who told him to eat? You don't have to ask. The rule is the host puts food in front, and the guest has a right to partake. And you don't ask the guest, do you want a drink? You want a drink? You pour a drink. You put it down. If they don't have it, they don't have it. You'll see when you go on Shidduchim, we have a chassan here. Mazel tov, Chaim. Mazel tov. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. What a shidduch. The Lowy and the Kohens. Beautiful. Chaim, when you went out to date with your Rebbetzin, did they ask you, are you hungry? Or there was just food out when you come? They put out. That's how you do it. There's food there. Does a guy usually... Right, people. I want that guy. It's funny, one day, I think the guy should make him a Zionist and have a cookie. I think it's cool. But most guys don't eat. They're afraid to eat. But you put out, they're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to take. Yisrael, you would make him a Zionist and eat it. I could see. He's Hamish. I could see Yisrael, he's a comfortable guy. I think it would be endearing to the girl's parents. They'll like you even better. They'll like you anyway. Sendiering is going to come, like Baruch Ato Hashem. You would make him a Zionist and eat it, Avi, or just, you have to see.
Take a video and give it to Nachum to post.
When you come, there's always food there, and a chassan doesn't know what to do, so like maybe he drinks. Usually the guy like hedges his bed and drinks. No, Chaim, usually the guy makes a shahakal. He doesn't want to like do nothing. Right, it's like complicated. You made a shahakal or you didn't touch anything? Nothing. Always a shayla. But you're allowed to. You're allowed to. It's put down, you're allowed. But you see the Derech Eretz, when guests come out to the house, you offer them food or you just put a drink there? Put down. You offer, it's like Because if you just offer any single, most guests are going to say, no, no, no. So you don't ask, are you hungry or thirsty? Eliezer came, by Yusam, Lefan of Lechel, they put food there. If you ask a guy, are you hungry, you want? I say, no, no, no. You thirsty? Their mouth could be like stuck together from Jerusalem. Not thirsty at all. Chaim, when people come to you, you ask or you just offer food? Put in front. Put it out. Gishmak, here. It's very yadua. Who heard of the Baba Tzali? What is Baba Tzali? What does Tzali mean? Davener. He was known for his Tzali means to daven. Baba Tzali was known. What was his real name? Rebbe Abuchatzera. What was his first name? No. Yaakov?
Yisrael, please.
He's right. Rebbe Yisrael Abuchatzera. He was known for his davening, Aviad. He was an incredible davener. But what he was also known, I know people who went to his house. He was an incredible machnesaris, incredible host. And you came to his house, he served you a whole feast. He was an old man later in his life. If a young 15-year-old, I know people who went to his house, he served you like you were like royalty. You showed up, you got a feast. But Mamish, he served you. He was known as an incredible machnesaris, a host. And you came, where did he live, the Baba Tzali? Very good. Good, you're the Netivot. Somebody would travel out to Netivot, they wanted to ask him for a bracha. They wanted to ask him for advice, Ofakim. And you'd come out to him, and he would serve you a delicious suda. He was known for a tremendous achnasachim. Is Ofakim near Netivot or in Netivot? Yehuda, help us. Ofakim and Netivot are right near each other? Are they considered Ofakim's in Netivot? Right next to each other. Realize that's what your Ofakim and Netivot, right? Which Litvish, there's a little trivia, which Litvish Tzaddik, we're way off Derek, we're talking about Achnas Asarachim, which Litvish Tzaddik, Talmud Chacham, was like this with Baba Tzali, best friends? Very good. Rabbi Yisachar Meir, the Rosh Yeshiva, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisachar Meir, and he was extremely, extremely close to the Baba Tzali, like very, very close to the Baba Tzali. But I wanted to mention Baba Tzali's name because he was known as a tremendous machnes arich, tremendous host. Another trivia question, which tzaddik, and only Rav Ezi is not eligible to answer, which tzaddik was known as the machnes arich of America?
I just got two strikes, Rav.
You were two in a row, good.
So why am I ineligible?
Very good.
Hello!
Baruch Ha. All for the boss.
I was
going
to say Rebbe.
All for the... Rev Herman, all for the boss, was known as the Machnes Arich of America, the host of America. He would host in his house. Everybody was invited to his house. He was an incredible, incredible host, all for the boss. Which kid, guy learned in the yeshiva was a grandson of all, a great-grandson of all for the boss? Menachem Wiener and Zach Wiener. Naftali Wiener. Eli Tress?
No, Glazer.
Rabbi Glazer, right? Glazer. Menachem Glazer. Meish Glazer.
There's another
Anacol. No. Naftali.
Shane.
He's right. Eli Shane. He's right, the Shanes. Eli Shane. We're also grandchildren of, yeah. Which other tzaddik, Rav Ezi said it, which other tzaddik was very widely renowned for his achnas asarchim? Rav Shaila of Kastir. Rav Shaila was known for his incredible achnas asarchim. Rav Shaila. Jay, do you know that? I want to go to Rav Shaila with you once. Rav Shaila of Kastir was known for his incredible achnas asarchim. Guests would come, he would serve them and feed them and care for them. Rav Shaila of Kastir was known for that. Kerestir, thank you. Well, did you ever go, Akiva, you ever went to his kever?
Yeah,
Reb Shaila. We should. Not that we love all good boys. We're going to just scheduling. I want to do a Leil Shishi tonight very, very badly. We'll have a Leil Shishi tonight. It will take place at 11 o'clock. There'll be food, Gishmaka food. We'll have song, L'Kavod the Leil Shishi. I have to figure, where's Yaakov Herman's here? He has beautiful songs for the Chevra that I want him to play. I have to figure out how to do what to do, but I want him to play for the Chevra. But we'll see the guys at the Leil Shishi. Have an excellent day, Chevra. Yashar Koyach, Chevra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.